when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We are broadcasting to you from Manchester, New Hampshire today from the Abiding Light Pentecostal Church. This is where this radio broadcast originates from and is sponsored by the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. We greet each and every one of you once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We want to invite all of you listeners that have tuned in today to check us out on the web, and that is at abidinglightchurch.com. That is abidinglightchurch.com. And you can also look us up on the Facebook page. We have a Facebook page with information regarding the ministry over here at the Abiding Light, some of our mission work, and some of the things that we're doing over here at the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. That is at abidinglightchurch.com. And then also our Facebook is Abiding Light Pentecostal Church on the Facebook here in Manchester, Abiding Light Pentecostal Church. Check us out on the Facebook and also on the web. We want to thank all of you that have tuned in once again today. We're going to be bringing in today for a Bible study Pastor Rick DeRosier, Bible teacher, missionary, evangelist. The brother is going to be sharing a Bible study with those of you today that have tuned in. Brother DeRosier, we thank you for once again being with us today, brother.
John 5:39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. You'll never find anything unless you search for it. Jesus said, search the scriptures. Search to seek with diligence, to search the scriptures. God has given to us his word, his plan for this age, his plan for this hour, his plan for this time. We are living in the last days, and God has given to us his word that we can understand and know what we are to do, and that God has promised in these last days to pour out his spirit. Truth is a requirement to be set free. Because the Bible tells me in John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It is a process. Salvation requires a word. Because the Bible tells us we're saved by faith. There can never be an exercise of faith without the word. God has given to you a measure of faith, Romans 12:3, but all men don't exercise that faith. God has given the Muslims faith. He's given the Catholics faith. The ability to believe. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Not blab it and grab it, name it and claim it, but believing the word of God. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Faith requires a word from God. We believe, according to the scriptures, we're living in the last days. But all aren't just going to fly away because they sit in the church. How many believe that Jesus still heals the sick? But I've heard people say, I don't believe that. As your faith is, so be it unto you. If you don't believe it, it's not for you. You won't get it. They that expect nothing will receive nothing. God wants to move. God wants to manifest his power. God wants to pour out his spirit. But God wants to do work in our lives so that he can move through us like a river. And he's got to take out the blockages. He's got to break every fetter. Many are still bound. Just because you sit in a pew for 20 years, it doesn't mean you've been set free by the power of God. The devils were active at the time of Christ. They're still active today. They've not gone away. And they're still fighting. We're not fighting flesh and blood, the Bible tells us. We're fighting principalities and powers. But as we know the word of God, to fight the enemy without the knowledge, without the power, without the revelation of the word of the living God, it is written. The devil came to Jesus to tempt him, and he responded, "It is written." Lay hold on eternal life. Study. 2 Timothy 2:15, study. Many Christians don't know how to study the word. I'm not talking about a YouTube preacher. I'm talking about studying the word. I like to listen sometimes to some sermons, but if my spirit doesn't bear witness, and if it doesn't agree with the word, I'll shut it off, because the Spirit and the Word, they will agree. God is not going to reveal something contrary to this book. We have a sure word of prophecy, and many Christians are walking around not knowing the promises and the blessings and the provisions that God has given to us in his word. Search the scriptures. Study will produce growth. Many are sucking on milk. That baby, she drinks milk. But she's found some crackers. She got a hold of an Oreo cookie that one of her brothers had, and no one had to teach her how to eat that Oreo cookie at 8 months old. It took a while, but it was running down her cheeks, and you could never get that from her little fist. She has a desire for more than milk. And now food is being introduced. Rice and bananas and strong meat belongs to them that are full age. We have Christians in church for 20 years. Give me some milk. Give me some rice all mushed up. No growth, because they don't know how to study the word of God. How do you study? You're not going to make it as a Sunday morning Christian. God wants to manifest his power in these last days. In troubled days lay ahead, we will need the power of the Holy Ghost flowing in our lives to face what lies ahead. There is so much false doctrine today. Study. Compare scripture with scripture. Look to the word of God. There is so much false doctrine today. Jesus described the Laodicean church as being blind. "Because thou sayest," Revelation 3:17, "I am rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." Blind man can't seek too well. But we know that a blind man couldn't find a wallet. If I laid my wallet on this altar rail, blind man couldn't find it. You're wretched. You're miserable. You're poor. You're blind. Knowest not that wretched. This is Jesus' description of the Laodicean church. 7 periods of church history. Ephesus, the apostolic church. Smyrna, the persecuted church. Myrrh means crushed. Persecution came to the Christian church by the pagan heel of Rome. Pergamos, married, bringing in the world, bringing in Baal worship. Thyatira, continual sacrifice. In the Middle Ages, the Roman Catholic Church dominated Europe, and every week they sacrifice the Mass. I know about the Catholic Church. I grew up in it. I remember them telling me at 7 years old, when you go to your first communion, tomorrow the priest will bless this cookie. It'll turn into God. No, the cookie doesn't turn into God. And they told us, don't chew the cookie or you'll kill God. I don't want to serve a God I can kill by chewing him. I want to serve the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. Jesus said, anoint thine eyes with thyself that thou mayest see. But many are not looking to the Word of God. Why do I spend so much time dealing with the end times and last day events and the coming of the rain and what God has promised us in these last days? Because it is in the Word of the living eternal God. And he's telling us to search. How can you lay hold of what you do not see? Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold upon the Word of God. Search the Scriptures. Look to the promises of God. Search your own life. When you seek God, the priest, when he came to the tabernacle after the sin altar, was the laver made from the mirrors of the woman. When you look in a mirror, what do you see? If you can overcome that man in the mirror, you will find victorious living. The devil's not your biggest enemy, you are. The devil was defeated at Calvary. He's lost the battle. Neither give place to the devil. The devil has lost the battle. Search your heart, Romans 8:27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Why could not the children of Israel enter the promised land? Because of their unbelief. Why could not the disciples cast out that devil out of that boy? Because of their unbelief. We've got to believe in our God and know who he is. He is on the throne. As we have a revelation of the living, resurrected Christ, we're coming to the season of the resurrection. Search the Scriptures. Understand that because he lives, because he rose, the victor from the dark domain. I read in my Bible that Jesus holds the keys of death, of hell, and the grave. Seek God. Search my life. Some are bound by the old habits of the past. How many have fought that spirit of fear that's come against them, that anxiousness that comes against you? No matter what I face, Jesus is on the throne. He is the victor. He arose the victor from the dark domain. Seek the Lord. We have got to overcome by the grace of God. Not all will. Because I read that Jesus is standing at the door and knocking. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. Jesus desires fellowship with us, to break bread, to share the word. The bread is a type of the word of God. I'm the bread that came down from heaven. As God reveals to you his word, faith is produced. Hearing is the spoken, revealed word of God. The word there in Romans 10:17, it's not the Logos, it's the Rhema, the revealed word, the spoken word, the divine utterance. When God puts a word down in your spirit, when God speaks to you, faith is produced that you know God has spoken and it will come to pass. I know the rain is coming. 1900, Topeka, Kansas, a group of Bible school students began to search the scriptures. What is the baptism of the Holy Ghost? It was taught at that time by many preachers that the baptism was sanctification. But some students began to search the scripture. They began to seek the word, not what man said, not what tradition said, not what the commentator said, but what does the scripture say? Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. As those students in that Bible school in the year 1900 begin to seek the scripture, what am I trying to say? The revival that came to Azusa Street that shook the world with the power of the Holy Ghost began by some saints of God that retired to their rooms and got down upon their knees and began to search the scriptures. What does God say about this baptism of the Holy Ghost? And they all concluded that the evidence of the baptism was speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, and they did not possess that. And they begin to let their faith rise up and believe for what they did not possess. God's getting ready to work some miracles. And we've seen miracles. We've seen God heal. Jesus is still the same yesterday and today and forever, but he's given us a taste of some grapes. When the children of Israel sent up those spies, they came back with some grapes. This is what's there. This is what you can have. Now you got to fight to get it. Oh, we can't have that. They're too big. The giant's too big. Anak's sons are too big. We'll never take the promised land. But there were two men that were of a different spirit. Joshua and Caleb said, let's go take the land that God has given to us. God has given us promises in his word. Charles Parham was the leader of that Bible school. Went on to start a school in Texas. And a student was William James Seymour, pastor of the Azusa Street Mission. At the turning of the century, in a watch night service at about midnight, 1901, a little sister said, I feel you should lay hands on me to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That little sister was baptized in the Holy Ghost, and she began to speak in tongues. Oh, they were fought. This fanaticism. Seymour was called to Los Angeles, California, to pastor a church. He began to preach on the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. He didn't himself yet possess it. There wasn't many that had it, but they saw it in the Word because they were seeking the Scriptures. And he went to the church one day, and he found a big padlock on the church, but you can't lock out the Holy Ghost. And they found themselves in a cottage, and they began to seek God. You will never pray for revival without a revelation from God, birthed in your spirit by the word of the living God, that God will manifest his power in these last days. We understand by the word of God that he has a plan. That's why we're seeking. That's why we're looking. Because all we believe, all we hold to, all we adhere to must come from the Word of God. God has promised to send the rain. When Elijah went to Ahab, God said, go and show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth. Elijah was moving because he had a word from God. He wasn't just moving of his own accord or doing his own thing. God had given to him a word. I've done all these things at thy word, that you turn their hearts back again, There's got to be a turning of the hearts of the people back to God. And we can't do that. That's not a work that men can do, but a work of God to turn the hearts of the people back once again to Him. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Go look to the sea. There's a cloud. I see a cloud. The rain. We've got to break up the fallow ground to prepare for the rain. The price has been paid. It did not end. The story doesn't end in the tomb. He rose, the victor from the dark domain. All fear is gone. God wants to bring us to that place where He can work beyond our understanding. We've seen some glimpses, but don't be satisfied with what we have. Search the scriptures. There's more to come. There's so much more in this word. Unless you overcome, you're not going anywhere. Revival was birthed in prayer. The rain of the Holy Ghost. The greatest rain is yet to come to prepare for the final harvest. Search! Are we seeking? Are we reading? Are we hungering? Are we thirsting? Search. Believe. Lay hold. One more time. God has moved in waves. There's one more wave. One more manifestation. Oh, God wants to. But some, when God begins to move, they're so full of pride, they don't receive it. They won't receive what God wants to do. Anoint our eyes with ourselves that we may see. Stir us, O God. Do a work that cannot be done by the hands of a man. Not by might, not by power. We are praying that God stirs you today to respond to the word of God, to begin to pray for a moving of the Holy Ghost, a revival first in your life, friend, that you need a revival to begin with you, a spiritual awakening, a greater desire for the things of God. And friend, if you are listening today and you're not in the church where the word of God is preached, it is your responsibility to find a church that preaches the word of God. Because when you stand before God, you alone are responsible for your soul. And God has given us the word. But today there are many churches, many men that are standing in the pulpits across the land. They're not preaching the full counsel of God. They are tickling ears. They are telling stories. They are promoting activity and excitement and fun that will not produce life. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth.
As we close this Bible study today, we want to thank Brother DeRocher for bringing forth the prophetic scriptures and sharing with us the word of God. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast that comes to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 on this radio station. And we want to thank the Lord for all of you that have tuned in today. You can reach us on our website at abidinglightchurch.com. You can go there and also get some other preaching messages under the sermons tab, and all of our radio broadcasts that we do, we try to upload them onto the website. So you can go to abidinglightchurch.com and get some other messages if you'd like to hear more preaching and ministering of the Word of God. You can also go and find us on the Facebook. We have a Facebook page here at the Abiding Light Church. It's under Abiding Light Pentecostal Church. And we're over here on the west side of Manchester. That is the Abiding Light Pentecostal Church on 417 Granite Street. That's where we are located over here in Manchester, New Hampshire. If you'd like to come to be with us in a service, we'd love to have you. We're over here at 417 Granite Street. Our Sunday school starts at 10:15 and our regular morning worship at 11 o'clock every Sunday. We also have Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Bible study. So we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. Until next Saturday, God bless you.